cleared for takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
This test today, it's important.
I got it. I'm going to make you look good up there. Don't worry, okay? Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
I'm learning to fly around the clouds.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along, Captain Dennis. All right, so commercial flights are getting, well, I don't know if they're getting better. At least they're listening to us a little bit, and we're getting wiser when we purchase those airline tickets. We got a story to talk about right now where passengers are not just wising up on which air, you know, which carriers they're going to go with, whether it's WestJet.
It's not always about the cheapest ticket.
Right. Well, you got to weigh the, you know, pros and cons. I mean, if you're flexible, hey, you don't need as much space, maybe one of those WestJet or Spirit flights and Frontier, whatever, they'll work for you. However, when it comes to connections, what does this story talk about is like we're getting smarter when it comes to booking flights that have a layover and or what exactly, Dennis?
That's pretty much what it's coming down to. American Airlines has released a bunch of studies on their data, basically saying that customers are no longer willing to book that 28-minute connection anymore. You know, imagine getting into O'Hare, having to change terminals. It's terrible when you land and your departing flight, your connecting flight is already boarding.
Yes.
And now you're scrambling to run through the airport. And that's if your flight was on time. Now adding any sort of delay, it's becoming unworking.
Well, it's added stress.
And, right.
And you don't want to be that person on the plane.
It's already stressful enough. And
yeah.
Now you're trying to sprint off the plane.
Right. You know, you don't want to be that. I mean, you know, when they make the announcement like, oh, so-and-so, you know, we know we're delayed. If you could let the passengers that have a connection off the plane first, we'd really appreciate it. And I'm kind of like, this sucks. You know, it's like the fact that we're late or they booked too tight of a connection, then you got to let off 20 people before you can get off the plane and you may have to go relieve yourself. And you're like, doggone it. You know, I'm going to abide by their suggestion. But, you know, on the other side of the coin, it kind of sucks to be that person. But I don't like being that guy. I don't want to be that guy that has to be the first to get off the plane. If I've paid for that access, whether I'm in first class or business or whatever, and I got a seat close to the front so I can get off quick, I like getting off the plane as quick as I possibly can. I don't like waiting, you know, 15 minutes.
You just don't like waiting, period.
Well, yes, that's me.
Unless it's to get your license.
To be a private pilot, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's totally another story. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, when it comes to connections, that just adds stress. If you get, you know, like, oh gosh, we're 10 minutes late. I got to make my connection in 20. I don't know. Let's see, where's the terminal? You're looking it up on the app. I'm like, okay, it's same terminal. Whew. You know, but that whole element just adds stress to the travel experience that makes not fun. I mean,
Delta has actually got it built into their algorithm that if there's a tight connection, it's always going to be you're going to come in on the farthest terminal from where you're leaving from and on the opposite end of the, so that you have to run all the way to the middle,
right.
Go down, take the train all the way to the other side of the airport, then
Atlanta,
take the longest way to the gate.
Right.
But it turns out that a lot of this challenge with these tight connections was actually caused by the airlines themselves. They put these, these tight connections out because it used to game the flight selection algorithm. So when Google and Kayak and these places were, you know, presenting flight options to you, the best flight was the one with the shortest total time.
Right. And so sometimes it would be cheaper to book it that way.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but if people are looking, it's like, look, I just want the minimum amount of time. I don't want to be stuck on a 3-hour layover. So I'll take this. And
right.
It worked for a while, but now the internet has gotten smarter. Blame AI, whatever. But now, like, Google search results isn't just taking the total time of the flight into consideration when presenting you the best option. So now the airlines are like, well, is there any value in keeping these tight connection type flights when people aren't taking them, or it's causing us all sorts of system problems where people are missing flights and then we're having to accommodate them on later flights because of delays?
Right.
So it's a self-correcting problem. It just took a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've seen that. It's happened to me several times where I've booked a flight and then it would say like, okay, 45-minute, 50-minute layover. I'm like, it's a little tighter than I like. but I'll book it. It's the cheapest option for like the level of service that I want to get. And, you know, now you're rolling the dice. Like everything's going to be on time. It'll be fine. But of course, like you said, you know, 10-minute delay ends up being 20, 30, 40. Next thing you know, daggone it. And I'll
next
have to
thing
run.
You know, you're yeah. sprinting through the terminal, jumping over seat backs.
Exactly. Call me OJ. No, I didn't kill anybody. I just am late for my flight. But no, it adds a level of stress to your travel that, you know, just makes the whole experience suck balls, as we say in the biz. But,
you know, and so, if you want to accept that kind of connection, you know, plan on flying naked like we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Well,
don't bring any check bags, don't bring everything with you because you need to be able to move quickly and you can't waste time getting stuff out of the overhead.
That still doesn't really help if you ask me, even if you don't have much bags with you. If you have to rush off, it's still going to put you in a frame of mind like, oh, I don't want to miss my flight. Don't want to miss my flight. You know, it's just a mental game. I just had this happen to me. You know, I'm getting ready to fly to Australia. And I had booked these tickets a long time ago. We're going through LA. And I, you know, initially when I booked the ticket, we were going to have about a 2.5 hour layover in LA, which is, you know, for an international flight like that, it's doable. You know, 2 hours, 2.5. I think it was actually 2:20. I was like, it's a little tighter than I would like to see on an international flight. And of course, I would have access to the Sky Club and stuff. So it's going to limit my time to take advantage of that in LA. But I was like, all right, it's tight, but well, you know, it's doable. But of course, you know, booked the tickets months ago and then a few months go by and then all of a sudden I get a flight change and my 2-hour and 20-minute flight layover changes to 50 minutes. I'm like, nope.
Hell no.
Right? Yeah. I was like, so I get on the phone and it takes a while. But I was like, all right, just, you know, I need to fly out the day before and then I'll know I won't miss my connection. It won't mess up my trip. I'll give myself a little extra wiggle room or headroom for the travel. I mean, that's what you have to do now. You really got to think about that kind of stuff. If you got a connection with all the delays, whether it's weather related or just the way the airlines are operating, if you don't figure in that extra little pad, it's a roll of the dice. Would you agree, Dennis?
Absolutely. I mean, and you want to take advantage of that Sky Club. They're only giving you how many visits, so
right.
You don't want a 50-minute club time.
Well, yeah, if you got a 50-minute layover, you might be have enough time to pop in there for a free coffee for 10 minutes and get dinged for one of your 12 visits, right? For
the year. And just watch that you don't have the other side of it. Don't show up too early because they've been very diligent about watching those times.
3-hour element. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but you know, you just got to figure all this stuff in advance and find out what your pain threshold is. I mean, mine's
now,
pretty low.
We know yours. You got to be pretty cushy.
Yeah. It just comes with the territory of traveling too much and not tolerating the nonsense. But there's workarounds. You can do it if you want to. It's kind of up to you. All right, we got Sam from Beach Bash in the Bluegrass next. Stay close to Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.